Tell me where. Jesus. We're needy people, aren't we? And most of all, we need God. I'm glad that he brought me to that realization that I needed him. And I need him more each day. What would I do without him? What would I do without his love? So glad I found his people. So glad he called my name. And I embraced his wonderful love. I was a runner. Running from God, but he has a police staff, and they had a warrant out for my arrest, and here I am. I'm thankful that I surrendered to God one day, and he said, there's a warrant out for your arrest. I said, what? I didn't know it, wasn't interested in it, and tried running from the Lord, but I found myself running to him. I run to this people one day, and felt the wonderful love of God, and it's hard to realize that I came here a little over, 30 years ago for a visit. Been camping out ever since. Just came for a visit and felt this wonderful love, and I couldn't pull away from it. It was like a huge magnet holding me. I'm glad I stayed. And then the Lord spoke to me. That was another, I don't know what word I want to use. But it spoke one word. It took me a little while to figure out that it was the Lord. Then try to figure out what was he saying to me. And he said one word to me, sincere. And a little while later, he revealed it to me that I brought you to a sincere people, and you've never let me down. You've always held me up in prayer. Where else could I go but to the Lord? When you first started at Chorus, I thought you were going to sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." I found a friend. I was searching for something that I didn't find in drugs and alcohol. I didn't find it among my friends. Didn't find it among my homeboys. Didn't find it among my soul brothers. It just wasn't there. But I found it among God's people. And I thank you for your help. Listening to Bible study this morning, and it really means so much to me. I come to this people with no understanding of the Word of God. And I didn't know if Job was in the front of the Bible or in the back. But I appreciate God. He let me know what page it's on. What I'm saying is, these people didn't care what I knew. They saw a soul hungry for God, and they helped me, prayed me through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's about this time of the month. Sylvia and I walked through those doors over in the old church, and I was ready to go, Sister Rochelle. I was ready to go. I wasn't used to Pentecostal people. And the young man that invited me to church, he was a strange fellow. But after he began to talk to me about the wonderful love of God, I said, he all right. He okay. But guys used to make comments about him. I wore long sleeve shirts in the hot summertime and had his button on his shirt, top button buttoned up. You know, I'd hear guys making comments. I didn't know what he was about. I just know I didn't bother him. I didn't know if he was a Christian, Jehovah's Witness, or what. Bill Daniels just stayed away from it. But one day he and I connected. And I spoke some harsh words to him. End of the day, he more or less told me that he loved me and he was a Christian and didn't want to fight. Man, you could have said I wear glasses or something that don't want to fight, you know. And as I shook his hand and accepted his apology, I saw something on a man's countenance that I thought, man, this dope is doing me bad. It was just a glow about him. And I lost all my energy to fight and accepted his apology. And, you know, 2 days later, I felt like God had his hand on my shoulder and was asking me to ask that young man, do you really know God? And I talked back to the Lord. I can't do that. After I threatened to beat a guy up, and now you want me to ask him? Now, that don't work. About the third day, I had all I could handle. And I went to him and asked him, say, man, tell me something. Do you really know God? And he opened his mouth. It must have been 30 minutes. We still been working. And we were still in the back of the warehouse with him telling me about the love of God. Where would I be without Jesus? That's part of my testimony of how I got here. But it's how I go on. It's what's going to count. Thought about the wonderful promises of God last Sunday night, Brother Smith, as you were speaking. We've had some wonderful promises declared to us through the Word of God. I thought not many years ago, men landed on the moon. That's a wonderful accomplishment, isn't it? But we're going to meet our Heavenly Father someday. I want to be in that group, don't you? I'd like to be in that group. Pray for me as I strive to walk closer to God, get a closer relationship with Him. Well, I got up to take prayer requests, and we also have some visitors today. Sister, I forget your name. Sister Kim. Oh, we got okay. Sister Peggy Hill, okay. And I've got a guest this morning, Charles Johnson.
Amen. And we're glad they're both here.
I've got a new neighbor in the neighborhood, and he's one of them. Saturday evening, I stopped by Nathan's house as a new neighbor, and he was doing some landscaping that I really admired. And I stopped and said, hey man, what you got going? He began to tell me about his little display. And Charles walked up. And somehow or another, I got to talking about Pentecostal churches. And here he is. I just got to share with somebody what God has done for me. He delivered me. People ask me from time to time, did you have to go through therapy to get off to get off dope? Yeah, I went through therapy by surrendering to God. Some people think Bill Daniels was hypnotized. But God delivered me.
Hallelujah.
From drugs and alcohol. I found a new comforter. I don't carry around a bottle of Southern Comfort with me anymore. I don't need a 30-pack of cold Budweiser anymore. But I found a refreshing in the Lord. Found a joy that I never knew before. All right, so we'd like to make all our visitors feel welcome here at home.
Brother Daniel's sister, yes. Kim Martin, Brittany's mother's here, okay, with us. And Zach, our little drummer player over here, my little cousin.
All right. Praise God.
Sister Terry and Sister Gail. Okay.
Right back
Sister
here.
Gail Ratliff, Terry Durham.
Good. Praise God. All right. Well, let's pray. Ask God to lead us today. Lead Brother Smith in the worship today and his preaching. I'm hungry for something from God today, aren't you? We are needy people today. And if it wasn't, you know, I could just name some things. If it wasn't for God, I've been through some stress this year. But I know God's helping me. I don't sleep well, and I know what's going on. I know what's going on, but I'm going to stay in the test and ask God to help me and strengthen me. I've got some burdens today, but I've got a friend in the Lord. I've got a friend that's able to handle my case today. So let's pray today. Ask God to help each one. Any special requests, sister? Your family today, how's your health coming? Pretty good? Still praying for you. Still holding you up before the Lord. Okay. All right. The Golden family, let's remember them. You're on a vacation. Anyone else today need prayer? Sister Jackie Tucker's not here today. Let's continue praying for her. Also continue praying for Brother Adams, trusting God with the physical condition in his life. Continue praying for Brother Weiniger, still taking treatment. Just remember him. Okay. If there are no other needs, then let's stand. And Brother Doug York, okay. Just remember Brother York. Sister Abraham has her hand up. Oh, Sister Susan Weaver needs prayer. Oh. Steve's not feeling well, but he's coming just the same. Okay. Let's pray that God will touch him. All right. Let's stand then. Let our requests and our needs be made known to the God we serve and love. Heavenly Father, we know you're here today. We feel your presence. We feel your love and care. What a friend we have in Jesus today, whom we take all our burdens to. Peter said, cast all your burdens on him because he cares for you. When we can no longer bear our burdens, we know that the Son of the living God will help his children. For the eyes of God roam to and fro throughout the earth, searching for those whose hearts are perfect toward him. We know that God has healing in his hand today. Pray that God will heal his children today. God can encourage us today, lift us up. We know that we're in a wonderful care under his wonderful love and ministry today. We appreciate God. Help the families today, Lord, that need a touch from you, dear Jesus. Sister Ratliff is asking God to touch her family today, that God will move in their hearts and lives and draw them in. Surely we have children today that need something from God today. Oh, Lord, what would we be, what would we do without you today, Lord? Oh, God, the Golden family out today on vacation, may God's covering his wonderful hand be with them. We thank you, Lord. Give Brother Weiniger your healing touch today. For Brother Adams today, trust in God and you'll give him a healing. We know that God is able to heal. God is able to deliver today. We trust in his healing power and his love, his healing virtue today. It's available to those that love him. For eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is it entered to the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. We feel like we love God today, and he loves us. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Jesus. Praise our God.
He holds the key. He holds.
Hallelujah. You want to stand and rest your bodies?
Oh, yes, he holds my hand.
Oh, hallelujah.
The way that's best for me. And now I know I cannot waver. When he is by my side, yes, he is my Savior. And he holds. Trust in me, yes, and you will find perfect peace. Oh, for I'm the one that you can lean on, and I'll supply your every need. So come walk with me, for I have the key. Yes, he holds. Yes, to every situation. Oh, he holds my hand and leads the way that's best for me. And now I know I cannot waver when he is by my side. He is my Savior. Come walk with me. Oh, I have the key. He holds the key to every situation. He holds my hand and leads the way that's best for me. And now yes, he's my Savior, and he holds the key. He holds the key to every situation. He holds my hand and leads the way that's best for me. And now I know I cannot waver when he is by my side. Yes, he's my Savior, and he holds the key. He holds the key, yes, to every situation. Hold my hand and lead the way that's best for me. Now I know I cannot waver when he is by my side. He holds Trust in me, and you will find perfect peace. Oh, for I'm the one that you can lean on, and I'll supply your every need. So come walk with me. Yes, for I have the key. Yes, he holds the key to every situation. He holds my hand and leads the way that's best for me. Now I know I cannot waver when he is by my side. He
You know, and he really does help us in any situation we're in. I remember one time, this has been a number of few years ago, but we went to Godfrey, Illinois, I believe it was. And I had no white van and didn't have very much money. But we felt like we needed to go to Godfrey and fellowship there. And I think on our way back, I think my wife may have had, I don't think I had any money in my pocket, but my wife does. She's our banker, you know. When I need to make a withdrawal, I usually have to go through the loan officer, the reason why not, and all this stuff. But I eventually get a little bit. But anyway, I do appreciate her. If it wasn't for her, I tell you what, there'd be times I'd spend every dime I had on something that didn't amount to nothing, and I wouldn't have nothing to eat. So she was looking out for my best interest, although I didn't know it. I didn't realize it at the time. But anyway, we went to Godfrey, Illinois, and had a very good service there. I mean, every time we go, we just loved it. We just loved the fellowship there. But anyway, it was time to come home, and I think we had left a little bit early, you know, so we could get on the road and get back. And got about halfway from there back to Springfield, Missouri, and I heard my van go clunk. And I kept going. I thought, something's not right here. You know, so I went about, I'll probably not know more than 10 or 12 miles. And all of a sudden, and I barely got over the side of the road. Well, what happened? My transmission just locked up. I kept thinking, Lord, here we are. You know, I thought, my wife, she had some 50 cent pieces. That's what it was with us. And I bet they wasn't over $5 there or whatever. And I think that's all we had. But I think Brother Michael came by at the time and said, well, we'll go get a tow rope. So I give him that money, you know. I don't remember if it was hot. But anyway, we got up over underneath a bypass there, you know, somewhere it was kind of shady and something, I think. But I was thinking, God, now here I am. And I went to Godfrey, Illinois with no money. And here you've done me this away. I was thinking this. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have to go get some help because cars were just a buzzing by and they didn't have even the heart to stop. You know, they could see that I was in trouble, but nobody stopped. So I thought, well, about the only way I'm going to do this. So I just started walking down the road and all the way down through there, I kept telling God all the good things I had done for him, that the reason why I was there. And I told him, I said, I don't have any money. I said, I didn't have no money, and you knew it when I left. And I didn't have, you know, and we really didn't have time to go. And, you know, I needed to do all these things. And I said, here my van broke down, and here I am about 80 miles from home. Now what am I going to do, you know? And I was just walking down the road, you know, and I went up to this little station, you know, and I think they'd done a little bit of mechanic work there, you know. And so anyway, I walked in there, and so I thought, well, the guy there, the owner there, you know, I went up to him and I said, sir, I said, now, I don't have no money, you know. Yeah, right. Okay, so I said, I'm out here broke down on the road out here. I said, we just got back. Now, I did throw this in. I said, we just got back coming from a meeting in Godfrey, Illinois, at a church meeting. And I said, I broke down out there. And I said, I don't have any money, but I said, I will write you a check. And I'll post it, and I can guarantee you when I get back, it'll be good if you'll help me. He said, I don't help nobody that's out there on the road. He said, I have been burnt time and time again. And I said, well, okay. Because I told him what model of van I had and what year and all this. And I said, it's just standard. I said, okay, well, I appreciate it. I'm glad. I appreciate you being honest with me. So I turned around and walked back. So I was sitting there walking. And, man, I was just walking back, you know, thinking, God, how did